Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Will Salatin from The Bulwark. So we just had another No Kings protest. It's the third one, and millions of people came out. And what I want to show you today is why this is so important. It's because as this is happening, as this movement, this No Kings movement is growing, Donald Trump is acting more and more like a king. It's deadly serious, but it's also kind of cringe. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Here is Trump at a cabinet meeting 3 days ago. He's talking about all the gold trim he's put in the White House.
You can't imitate gold. See, I'm a gold person. It's all real stuff. But you can't imitate real gold. It just doesn't. That's 24 karat, which is what this building deserves. But think of it. I get sued because I'm fixing up the Trump Kennedy Center.
The Trump Kennedy Center. He did that. He's not just putting gold all over the White House, which is gross. He's also putting his name all over Washington. In fact, he's trying to put his name on airports. He's basically doing to our capital city what a dog does to a tree. And here's the latest thing. He's putting his picture and his name on our money. Check this out. He appointed a commission. It's called the Commission of Fine Arts. And 2 months ago, that commission approved a new $1 coin with Trump's face on it. Here's the official design of how it's going to look. And here's a letter from this Trump-appointed commission where they approved that coin. They said they loved its, quote, statesmanlike and accurate depiction of the president. And then about a week ago, they approved another coin. This time, it's literally a gold coin. And here's the design they chose for that coin. That is the coin they're going to use to commemorate the 250th anniversary of this country. Donald Trump standing over his desk looking like a mob boss over the words, "In God We Trust." And the commission loves that. Here's what they wrote in the letter where they approved that coin. They literally praised the, quote, forceful appearance of the president. And they said it was, quote, consistent with the preferences of President Donald J. Trump. No kidding. Just to be clear, we don't do that in this country. Putting the face of your leader on coins is what monarchies do. It's literally how you treat a king. We actually have a law, 150-year-old law that says, and these are the exact words, only the portrait of a deceased individual may appear on United States currency. The Trump administration is violating that law so they can treat him like a king. And then on Thursday, the Treasury Department announced that they're going to put Trump's signature, his signature, on our paper money. Here is the press release. It says, President Donald J. Trump's signature will appear on future U.S. paper currency. That has never happened in this country. We have never put the signature of a sitting president on our money. And that's just the surface of how bad things are right now. Let me take you back to that cabinet meeting on Thursday. Here's what happened when Trump asked his envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, about a secret he wanted to reveal. Now, Witkoff is sitting at the far end of the table. So he's a little hard to hear, but listen closely to what he says.
Steve, can I reveal the present?
You can do anything you want, sir.
You can do anything you want. That is the world Trump lives in. He's surrounded by toadies who tell him he's basically a king. He can do whatever he wants. So, for example, Trump says ordinary people shouldn't be allowed to use mail-in ballots. Here's what he said about that last week.
We're the only country that does mail-in voting. Mail-in voting means mail-in cheating. I call it mail-in cheating.
Mail-in ballots are cheating, except when Trump wants to use a mail-in ballot, which is exactly what he did a couple of weeks ago. He used a mail-in ballot to vote in a local election in Florida. And here's how he explained that at the cabinet meeting.
Tell me about mail-in ballots. Go ahead. You mean I used a mail-in ballot? You probably said, yeah, I did. You know what? Because I'm president of the United States, and because of the fact that I'm president of the United States, I did a mail-in ballot for elections that took place in Florida because I felt I should be here instead of being in the beautiful sunshine.
So he's claiming that he had to use a mail-in ballot because he was out of town. But you'll never believe this, but he's lying. His district has early voting in person, and he was actually there four of the 8 days of early voting. He could have done that. And at the cabinet meeting, a reporter called him on it.
You were in Palm Beach, sir, the last few weekends.
That's right. And I decided that I was going to vote by mail-in ballot because I couldn't be there because I had a lot of different things.
Oh, yeah. He had a lot of different things going on. Bullshit. He used a mail-in ballot because, as he said, I'm president of the United States. And the rules that he applies to little people don't apply to him. And that's the least of it. Trump thinks, because he's the king, he can threaten judges. Listen to what he said on Wednesday at a dinner for congressional Republicans.
The time has also come for Republicans to pass a tough new crime bill that imposes harsh penalties for dangerous repeat offenders, cracks down on rogue judges. We got rogue judges that are criminals. They're criminals.
They're criminals, he says. A normal president has to respect the rulings of courts, but not a king. A king thinks that when judges get in his way, he can call them criminals. In fact, Trump thinks he can attack the Supreme Court. Here's what he said at that dinner about the Supreme Court ruling against him on tariffs.
And the Supreme Court, that's right, of the United States, cost our country. But two of the people that voted for that, I appointed. And they sicken me. They sicken me because they're bad for our country. We need a tough new crime bill that imposes harsh penalties for dangerous repeat offenders, cracks down on rogue judges.
He thinks the justices that he appointed have to vote the way he wants. He thinks the justices have to serve the king. And he has the same attitude about the media. Here's what he said 2 days later on Friday at a conference hosted by a Saudi Arabian foundation.
The New York Times, which is fake. I mean, if you read the New York Times, you would think we're doing badly against Iran. And if you read the Times, you think we're doing poorly. It's almost treasonous, I have to be honest. It's almost treasonous.
Treasonous. He says news media that don't report things the way he wants are treasonous. Again, that is not the way a president talks. That is the way a king talks. How about war? If a president wants to go to war, he's supposed to ask Congress, but not a king. Listen to what Trump said at that Saudi conference about his war in Iran.
We have a thing called a war, or as they would rather say, a military operation. This is for legal reasons. I say military because as a military operation, I don't need any approvals. As a war, you're supposed to get approval from Congress, something like that. So I call it a military operation.
See, if he calls it a war, he has to act like a president. But He doesn't want to be a president. He wants to be a king. So he calls it a military operation. And then he does whatever he wants. How about pulling out of NATO? Okay. Under the law, a president has to get approval from Congress to do that, but not a king. Here's what Trump said 2 weeks ago about that.
Are you rethinking the United States' relationship with NATO possibly getting out?
Well, I'm disappointed in NATO. And when they don't help us, I mean, it's certainly something that we should think about. I don't need Congress for that decision. As you probably know, I can make that decision myself.
I don't need Congress, he says. I can make that decision myself. Why? Because he's a king. And why does he want to pull out of NATO? Well, at the cabinet meeting, he explained that he's mad at our NATO allies for not giving him more support in the war in Iran, which might be because he didn't consult them beforehand. But let's set that aside. Here's what he said about the British Prime Minister, Keir Starmer.
And your prime minister was not there, as you know.
Yeah, he
was there after we won. He said, we'd like to send some ships. I said, we already won. We don't need them anymore.
So Trump doesn't like the British prime minister, but he loves the king. Watch.
I was just going to say, does it affect the state visit with the king that you're going to have in April? Are you looking forward to that?
With the king?
With the king coming here.
No, he's a friend of mine. He's a great gentleman.
Oh, the king. No. Trump loves the king. The king is a great gentleman. In fact, Trump loves all the kings, especially the Saudi king. Trump loves the king and the Saudi crown prince so much, he cannot stop talking about their opinion of America.
A man that we just discussed, the king, the future king of Saudi Arabia, and I also love the king of Saudi Arabia. What a man he is. A short time ago, we were together, and he looked at me, and he said, you know, it's amazing. 1 year ago, you were a dead country. Now you're the hottest country anywhere in the world. He didn't think this was going to happen.
We were a dead country. That is the president of the United States insulting his own country, our country, us, by quoting his buddy, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. Trump doesn't love America. He loves his friends. His friends are rich people, especially kings. And here's one more king Trump loves to quote, another king who flatters Trump. It's the king of Russia, Vladimir Putin. Technically not a king, but we all know he is one. Here is Trump at the Saudi conference.
I stopped wars that nobody thought. President Putin called me. He said, I can't believe you stopped this one and this one, which are impossible.
See, our king, the king of America, is quoting the king of Saudi Arabia and the king of Russia, telling us how great he is. And this is why we say no kings. Because we have a president who thinks he is a king. He puts his face on coins. He puts his name on buildings. He rejects the constitutional separation of powers. He says he doesn't have to follow the laws other people follow. That is a king. And if we don't want to be ruled by a king, we cannot stay home anymore. We have to come out and take down this king and his party in every election from now until he's gone. See you next time.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Easter should be the best day of the year. It's a celebration of the resurrection of hope. Come to Crossroads Church and celebrate an empty tomb and a living hope. info and service times at crossroads.net.